I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Y'all, welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. You know, today's a special episode. Like, today's one of these episodes that I'm literally just in the moment. I'm out here in Vegas right now, looking out my window, and I'm proud of myself because some of y'all can relate to this. I'm actually finished my workout when years ago I'll just be coming in, getting ready to go to sleep. And Vegas is a place where, you know, I have places in the world where it just inspires me. It just allows me to reflect. And Vegas is one of those places for me. It's a trigger environment that lets me know how far I've come just as a man, as a person, just maturity. And it allows me to reflect on my life. And I was downstairs working out, getting it in the gym, and this thought came to my mind, and I want to share this with you. And I believe this is a life-changing message for you. And I'm not going to try to get too loud in this room because I know people next door might hear me, but maybe they need the message too. But I just start smiling. Because I realized in the moment that I'm starting to become my own hero. And I know that seems kind of conceited and cocky, but it's not. You see, a lot of us, we go on this whole journey of life searching for a hero, right? Searching for an example, searching for inspiration. And those things are awesome. I have a lot of heroes in my life. I have a lot of inspirations in my life. But I realized my life changed when I started to become the person that I needed to be. I started to become the person that I was searching for. I started to become the person that I dreamed about. And I stopped looking outside of me to find that person. And I look within. You know, that man in the mirror, that woman in the mirror that you see every day, that's your hero. That's the person that's going to take you to where you need to be. That's the person that's going to hold you accountable. That's the person that's going to check your ego. That's the person that's going to create the miracle in your life. And so many of us, we look in the mirror and we discredit ourselves. So many of us, we look in the mirror and we don't feel like we the one. We feel like that success, we feel like that greatness is just for everybody else except ourselves. And I had this moment today as I was working out, and my heart smiled because I realized that right now in this moment of my life, and I've been grinding for the last 13 years, man. I damn near got tears in my eyes. I've been going through ups and downs. I done lost people. I didn't have failure. I didn't have all these things that we deal with on the journey, because that's what the journey's about. But I was proud of myself because I kept going despite people leaving my life. I kept going despite experiencing failure. I kept going despite experiencing setbacks. I kept going despite losing my faith at times. I kept going. And right now in this moment, man, I don't take many times to reflect. You know I do reflective therapy, but I don't have many times where I just sit back and realize, like, look how far I've come. Look how far we've come.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion.
And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Do you realize, because sometimes we can be so in the moment, we can be so in it, that we don't step outside of it to realize just how far we came in the journey. Like right now in your life, I want you to pause just for a second. I don't want you to think about how far you got to go. I don't want to think about what else you got to accomplish. I don't want to think about your future goals right now. I want you to think right now how far you've come from that person that you say, you know what, I'm never going to be this person again. That person is now a stranger to you. And if it's not a stranger to you, a year from now, the person that you are right now is going to become a stranger to me. You know, I walk back into the city of Vegas and I can't even realize and fathom how I used to live, because that person, that version of Trent, is such a stranger to me, because I grew, I endured, I sacrificed, and I kept going. And I realized today in this moment, as I'm out here at the NFL draft with my son, and I always tell myself, I'm going to give my son, you know, the best opportunity to be successful. I want him around it so he can not just dream the dream, but he can feel the dream, visualize the dream, meet NFL players, meet his heroes, until you realize that you are the hero. I told Tristan that last night. I said, Tristan, I know these guys, you look up as your hero, but I'm going to tell you something. At one point, you're going to be the hero to somebody else. And you become the hero to somebody else when you realize, when you look in the mirror, that you are your own hero. And I'm out here at the NFL draft, a game that took so much from me, that gave so much to me, but a game that led me to my hardest time, and I thought my life was over. I remember my name not being called on draft day, and for the first time in my life, I felt insignificant. I felt like I had no purpose. I felt less than. But now, 15 years later, 16 years later, I'm in a place that dreams couldn't even put me in. I'm in a place right now, and I don't know if you ever felt this, but I hope you feel it. That's my prayer for you. I'm in a place where I'm actually living in everything I prayed for. I'm actually living in everything I wish for. I'm actually living in everything I grinded for. And it's kind of surreal to me. Because even though I hope for it, I got to be real with you. There was a point when I thought it was just a dream that it wasn't possible for people like me to be where I'm at. And you listening to this,
hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill, and guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spent so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth.
Probably like me, putting that limitation on your life, putting that limitation on your dream. And honestly, when we do that, we put that limitation on God. And I realized that I was putting so many limitations on God. I was trying to play God in my life by telling myself what I can't be, what I can't do, what I'm not going to become. And when I took the limitations on God, and I started living my life without any limits, it got me to the place where I am today. And as I looked in the mirror when I came back from the gym, I said, man, you're starting to become your own hero. You know, I look at my life and I look at every area of my life and it's greater than I ever could imagine. I'm doing things that I never could imagine. I'm not saying those things to impress you, but I'm saying those things to impact your life, because if it's available for me, it's available to you. And I know you heard these things before, because I used to be the person that would hear these things and like, okay, yeah, whatever. But it is available for you. What God has for you, can't no man, can't no hater, can't no system, can't no world stop that. But you got to believe. And you got to stop searching on social media, searching on the internet for a hero. I know you might have a lot of heroes in your life, but why can't you be your own hero? Why can't you be the one that has that superpower that changes the trajectory of the generations and your family? That changed the last name and brings more significance to that last name in your family. That becomes the one that shows people that it's possible. That becomes the one that got it out the mud. That becomes the one that beats, that is the hope, that is the inspiration to everybody else. Why can't it be you? Because if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. So why can't it be you? And you might be thinking about right now all the reasons why you can't be it like I was. All the reasons why you're not qualified like I was. But I realize, man, when God got something special for you, something that you can't even fathom or imagine or even comprehend, you got to realize what you're trying to do is probably you're not qualified for it because it's bigger than what you're trying to do. You're qualified for something greater. You're trying to settle for something. And you wonder why you keep getting rejected because you're qualified for something greater. You keep wondering why that door keeps closing on you. You keep wondering why that thing ain't working out. Because as I said a million times, certain things can't work out so the things that are meant for your life can. Certain things can't work out so better things can work out for your life. And some of us, we don't realize that. We keep using all our energy trying to open a door that's meant to stay locked. Even if that door is attractive, even if that door is a thing that we want to do. But maybe that door is locked for a reason. Because maybe that door, behind that door, is something that is way less than what you're created to be and do and experience with your life. As I'm at the NFL draft right now, I'm seeing that for my life. And I know it seems crazy to most people to even say this, but I realized that door of the NFL had to stay locked. It had to stay locked. I was allowed to peep in it a little bit, but it had to stay locked. I couldn't fully go down that hall because I wouldn't have came to the door that was truly meant for my life. You wouldn't be hearing the sound of my voice through this podcast if that door would have stayed open in my life. And I didn't understand it then. But I trusted God's promises that said, soon you will understand. And now as I sit here right now talking to you in real time, this ain't no just inspiration, man. This is real time, real stuff. I look back and realize like I'm living in everything that I prayed for, more than everything that I prayed for. Hope for and rich for, holistically in my life. You know, and I can just feel my mother's presence right now, just smiling down on me and said, baby, look, I told you since you was 4 years old that it was something greater for you. And my parents, without them even knowing, they taught me to become my own hero. They taught me to go make it happen. So I went city to city, grinded out, nobody showing up at events to become my hero. I made videos, nobody watched them, nobody liked them, nobody shared them to become my own hero. I asked to be on stages to share my message, nobody would bring me on to become my own hero. I lost people I cared about, people that I did everything for, that I would give my last for, that I gave my last for, that left me to become my own hero. I made sacrifices that was hard to become my own hero. My question to you right now is, what are you doing to become your own hero? You see, some of us, we're trying to give other people the lead role in our life. We're allowing people to play the main role in our life, when really, they should just be the B role in our life. We're allowing people to play the main role in our life. We're allowing people to be the superstars in our life. And we wonder why the movie of our life isn't right. Because in the movie of your life, you're the lead role. You're the main actor. You're the main person. And some of us, we haven't taken that full responsibility for our life. You hold the script, and every single day, you dictate the script of the movie of your life by how you show up, by what you sacrifice, by what you do. And if you have confidence in God's promises for you, and you know that everything is going to work out in the way it's supposed to be, then you know no matter what happens in your movie of life, no matter what happens in your day-to-day, no matter what happens from scene to scene, you know that the final scene is greatness. You know that the final scene is you overcoming because, my friend, you are an overcomer. Think about it right now, hero. Think about it, hero. You're an overcomer. You might say, Trent, what have I overcome? You overcome the odds. You overcome the odds of maybe family trauma. You overcome the odds of doubt. You overcome the odds of setback. You overcome the odds of statistics. You are an overcomer, and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize it because you're so focused outside of you that you don't even see what's inside of you. You are an overcomer of many things. And that means can't nothing stop you without your permission. So what I want you to do is I want you to spend time today. Spend time today reflecting. Spend time today asking yourself, what can I do to become my own hero? And I want you to take the responsibility of your life to become that. And this isn't no self-centered stuff, but this is becoming self-aware to know that nothing happens in your life without your permission. There has to come a point when you stop searching for inspiration and you are the inspiration. There comes a point when you stop searching for greatness and realize that you are the greatness. There comes a point when you stop searching and hoping for miracles, when you realize that you are the miracle. So I want you to spend a little bit of extra time today looking in the mirror at yourself. And I want you to stare right into the soul of yourself. And I want you to know that it's available to you. Whatever that goodness is that your soul needs, it's available to you. You might be asking, how do you know, Trent? Because I'm living in it. I'm living in it. And I know if it's available for me, it's available to you. Please stop living in your limitations. Stop living in your limits. Stop living in your doubts. Stop living in your fears. Stop living in your comparison. And go live your damn life to the fullest. Go live that your damn life to the fullest. That idea that you got, go bring that to the world. The world needs it. Stop thinking about the impossibilities that come with it and realize that you are an impossibility yourself, but you're still here. The chance of you being you is basically zero and you're still here. So you find the possibility. Be a professional at finding the possibility in everything that is meant for your life. And some people say that's too optimistic. Well, I'd rather be optimistic and have my perspective be my power than do the opposite and have my perspective be my prison. I need you to get the most out of your life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, man, I'm going to get the most out of mine. You hear me, hero? Yeah. You the hero. You the shiro. That's you. That's you. That person that you're searching for, you've been with all along. That's you. That person that you're searching for to make it happen with your life. That's you. You're the one that makes it happen for your life. That person that you're searching for to give you the opportunity, that's you. You create the opportunity by working your way towards the opportunity. That's you. Nothing just comes to your life. What happens is you become the magnet that attracts those things to your life. Through your hard work, through your dedication, through your sacrifice, through your faith, through your grind. Through you being you. I'm proud of you, man. And I'm just having this moment right now. So I was like, man, let me just turn on the podcast. It's a podcast moment. And I hope somebody felt this. I hope somebody like realized this and really get this and understand this. Like, I really want you to grasp this and start calling yourself hero. And as you do that, you'll realize that you'll become a hero to other people. Not that that's the goal. But you'll start to live in a whole different way, in different light. So I don't want to make this episode too long. I just want to tell you to go get what's yours, man. Because if you don't get it, it's like the vulture is going to come and scoop it up and take what was meant for you and tailor it to their own life. The opportunities, the growth, the everything that's meant for us, it doesn't die when we choose not to go get it. It just finds life in somebody else. And I'm a giver, but I don't want to give somebody an opportunity that was meant for me. Because I know that opportunity was tailored, fit, and made for me. And I would do something with that opportunity that, an opportunity that wasn't tailored, fit, and made for them, then they could do with it. Think about in this moment right now, if I wouldn't answer the call in my life, it would be somebody else living this opportunity that you know, maybe they make the most out of it. But it was still meant for me. And what's meant for you will find power inside of you that will empower everything around you. Man, like I always tell you, it all starts with you. Share this if you feel this. Hit me up on Instagram and say, I'm my hero. All right? It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.